on the moon, break into operation in 1836. The enterprise did not prove a success. The company became embarrassed, and the property was sold to a new company, which was incorporated as the Gerson Company in 1830. The name being complimentary to Patrick T. Gerson of Boston, who was a heavy owner in the new enterprise. The old machinery was taken out, and new machinery for the manufacture of trucks was put in. The company originally had 2 mills, and the capacity of 11,588 figures. It now has 3 large mills, which has been enlarged and partially rebuilt within a few years, 1,212 rooms, and 35,720 spindles. Its water power is 18 feet tall, and it goes to 1,000 horsepower, and it has 800 horsepower of steam. Its water power has been increased 22% in the past 25 years by discarding old styrofoam and adopting the carbine. This power is not failing. On the contrary, it is only moved as they were 25 years ago and is still there. It is not, however, quite so reliable, but right. Last year, the company doubled its capacity of storage. Scientifically, it has a storage of 4 acres by up to 11, and storehouses. It has a long block that is used for accounting use, sorting, and looking for. It has 42 tenements, mostly in mentioned this block. The property of the company is $600,000. Between 1,800 operators, those of whom are 6% higher than in 1879, and believed to be the highest paid by any company manufacturer